Coming up, NBC Universal jumps on the Snapchat bandwagon. The new and innovative programming coming soon to a smartphone near you. Coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. NBC Universal and Snapchat are joining forces to bring original content straight to your smartphone. Let's get right to the story. Joining us now is Wall Street Journal reporter Steve Perlberg, also the host of Media Mix right here at WSJ Podcast. Hey, Steve.
Thanks for having me.
So Snapchat seems like they're going big here with this video content initiative. First, can you break down exactly what the plan is thus far? At least two shows are on tap, correct?
That's right. So Snapchat has a sort of growing hub for media companies to post content. The Wall Street Journal, in fact, is one of those companies.
Sure.
So this is a deal with NBCU where NBC would bring shows from its suite of cable channels. So that includes E!, Bravo, would sort of bring content from those shows to Snapchat. So right now what they have in the works is a show based on sort of The Voice. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows that NBC show. And then an E! News briefing show would be on Snapchat. And so the hope is going forward that Jimmy Fallon, Saturday Night Live, some of these other franchises would bring their content to Snapchat.
Right. And you mentioned, you know, Jimmy Fallon and SNL and the like. They seem to have their own formula in which they showcase previously aired clips. But this will be different, correct?
That's right. So everyone can go on YouTube and see all kinds of clips from Jimmy Fallon. They're extremely popular. But what NBC is saying is that this is not going to be repurposed television clips. This is going to be original shows. So what form that actually takes is unclear. You know, will Jimmy Fallon be doing sketches specifically for Snapchat? Will SNL be doing behind the scenes, things. But what they're promising is that it's not just clipped TV shows.
Now, why Snapchat in particular? It seems to have a very specific audience that's different and growing. Is there some thinking behind that?
Like many media companies, NBCU is trying to reach out to the younger demographic, which is, you know, they are voracious consumers of all things Snapchat. So I think that this is, you know, a way for NBCU to try and grab onto an audience that might not be the most likely to watch sort of linear traditional television. So that's really one of the most interesting things about Snapchat for specifically traditional media companies that might not be able to find that audience elsewhere.
Right. And I would imagine there's some great potential for ad revenue when you look at the Snapchat demographic. It has that broad appeal to pop culture as well.
Snapchat's in the early stages of developing its advertising sort of suite of tools. But media companies are hopeful that, you know, with that really desirable young audience, that they'll be able to bring advertisers along. So that's definitely part of this for NBC. And they'll be, you know, hoping to incorporate these shows into their broader ad deals across television and digital so that they can kind of sort of upsell to advertisers. Like, well, we have the Snapchat audience as well.
Exactly. Now, it seems like they're really hitting the ground hard here because, you know, it's redesigned its stories feature. It seems like they're not just sitting back on the success of the recent surge of popularity because it has people that are still very hesitant about it. People are confused as to what Snapchat is. So do you think that there's a strategy behind this that's really just trying to forge straight ahead with a game plan here?
I think Snapchat, like Facebook and like Twitter, is really making a push into video, obviously. It's a big part of their business. And so in order to get people really hooked on that platform, you need companies like NBC, CBS, these sort of big, the NFL, these big content companies that have the sort of premium content that users love. So, you know, a Jimmy Fallon or an SNL is a franchise that people recognize. So, you know, it's important, I think, for Snapchat to bring those, those sort of franchises to their platform in order to, make sure it's not just people sharing, you know, their pictures of their dinner and videos of their dinner, that, you know, you might have some premium content there for people to enjoy as well.
Very good. Steve Perlberg, thanks for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking to Steve Perlberg, Wall Street Journal reporter and also host of the Media Mix podcast. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.